This is the June edition of Mondays with Mike, when my boss, Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, joins us to talk with you about what you hear or what you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's good to have you with us on this Monday, June 3rd, the first Monday of the month, the day that we set aside to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio, from programming to operations to other services, online and off. 1-800-642-1234 is the number you can call if you have a question or some feedback for Mike. You can also email us, talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And I know we have some exciting programming news to share with listeners, including some new pilots that are going to be heard this month, starting this Friday, for our new afternoon drive time show. The show doesn't have a name yet, though, does it?
No, we've had fun with giving it internal names, but sometimes it's as simple as something they've done in Chicago, actually. Their afternoon show is called The Afternoon Shift.
That's good. I was calling it The New Show.
The New Show. That's, yeah. And so we have some fun with it, but we're getting close on that. And I think more than the name, which you can always change the name, what we really want to do is to encourage people to listen in and give us feedback, because it's pretty rare that we have the opportunity and both the excitement and the terror of creating a new show. And one of the things that we just love about the Ideas Network, and that's really core to it, is that interactivity with listeners. And so putting a fresh new show right on the radio and having the opportunity to hear what's good and bad, that'll be great. We really look forward to that.
All right. So for listeners who are not aware, there is going to be a new afternoon show on the Ideas Network. It's going to launch on Monday, July 1st, one month from now. But you will be able to hear pilots on, I believe these are all Fridays.
That's the plan I heard, yes.
On the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st of June, you will be able to take a listen to this new afternoon show, and you can give us some feedback. Remind us, Mike, it's a slightly different concept than this show, for example.
Yeah, we start with a premise, which actually the way I've phrased it is, if we were inventing the Ideas Network today, what would it sound like? So it's still the Ideas Network, to be sure. We're not changing the format or anything like that. But it's going to be different in that there will be co-hosts in a different way than, say, when Kevin is on with you on Tuesday mornings. But sort of equal co-hosts that are there more or less all the time. Of course, if one's on vacation or something, might be one of them. And one of the things that if we were reinventing the Ideas Network now instead of 25 years ago is that there are a lot of interactive possibilities that are available to us that weren't then. And there's a lot of ease of doing certain things that wasn't the case. So here's an example, which is that we do this on our shows regularly, which is Twitter and Facebook and all of that. But that level of interactivity could be, and we want to experiment, could be even higher than what we're doing with the show now. Another thing is that nowadays it's really easy, in a way it wasn't 25 years ago, to catch someone who maybe is available for 15 minutes at 10 in the morning when there's another show on, and you can catch them and get them on the afternoon show. So that segment wouldn't be a call-in. That would be different. But you could still really get a great guest on as a result of that. And it'll probably, in terms of the sound like it would sound even if it was live. So those are a couple of the little things. And a lot of it will be the devil in the details, if you will. And we want to work really hard to have a lot of people contributing to the editorial effort and so on. I'm really excited about it.
I think it's going to sound great. And this is going to be on from 3 in the afternoon until 6 in the afternoon.
That's correct.
So that means what happens to At Issue?
So At Issue goes away, and we took advantage of two things. When we learned that Ben was moving on from At Issue, one was that we were already working on a new afternoon show that had this basic idea, and then we thought, well, let's just build it up. Rather than just doing the same thing, although John Munson has been doing a terrific mm-hmm. job at that, let's take this concept of the new afternoon show and build it up. And so we're putting the new show where At Issue and Q have been, and Q will still be on, but it'll be on later, and we're still ironing out exactly where we'd like to put that, but it'll be on a little bit later in the evening.
Yeah, so John Munson has another full-time job, so he is not just the host of At Issue.
That's right. He's our regional manager in Superior and responsible not only for managing the office, but for making community connections and really taking care of WPR in that whole northwest region.
And there will be a farewell show for At Issue on Friday, June 28th. So that will be the last At Issue hosted by John Munson. And starting on the 1st of July, Monday the 1st of July, this new show, I know there's going to be a great name. Maybe listeners can help us with names.
Sure.
And we can have some suggestions along those lines. This show is going to be co-hosted by Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert. Mm-hmm. And we will hear all sorts of news department input, lots of great guests. Other Wisconsin Public Radio staff members may be able to share some expertise. You'll hear newsmakers and policymakers and artists and the whole shebang. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just going to be a wide variety of guests, different segment lengths. It's not necessarily one guest for the entire hour.
That's right. And I think that's one of the things that really does relate to that question of if we were inventing the Ideas Network today, that ironically, one of the things that we've been inspired by is a program that's going away. That's really saddened us, but that's the afternoon show from NPR, Talk of the Nation. That's going away, except for Science Friday. And one of the things they've done is they've refreshed the show over the years, is they have, in fact, done that, where they've changed topics a couple of times an hour and that sort of thing. And it really seemed to hold audience. And I suppose that makes sense, that particularly in the afternoon, in the morning, I don't know about you, but my habits are pretty steady, and I think most people this is true, that you get up, get cleaned up, go to work. But in the afternoon, you're going all over the place. You're running to Menards or to the Fleet Farm, or you're dropping the kids off somewhere, or you're starting that errand that's going to take you much longer than you expected. And so you're kind of in and out with the radio. People listen a lot in the afternoon, maybe even more than the morning, but they're listening in ways that we think having some shorter topics will actually help them stick with the Ideas Network.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the departure of Talk of the Nation. Again, this was announced previously, but NPR has discontinued.
At the end of this month.
At the end of this month. The last show will be on Thursday, June 27th. We do not know yet exactly what Wisconsin Public Radio will put in its place.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're doing the final review of our options, that sort of thing. And we've had lots of good feedback from people about different ideas, pick up this show, that kind of thing. One thing won't change, though, and at least not now. It could still change if they change their minds, but I think fans of Science Friday will be glad to know that Ira Flatto and his whole team are still in place. We're still going to have Science Friday at the same time, and it's been a very popular segment. You won't hear them say anymore Talk of the Nation Science Friday, which they used to say a lot of the time many years ago. It'll just be Science Friday, and that will continue.
And I understand there will be also some new additions on the weekend starting in July.
Yeah, one of the nice things is that they are new additions, and that means some things will move around, or maybe there'll be a repeat that isn't there anymore or something like that. But while there are fresh shows, there aren't any shows that will disappear from our weekend entirely, and I think people will be pleased about that. And one that I think a lot of people will react well to if they know it from public television is there's a radio version of America's Test Kitchen. And
yeah, that'll be great.
It should be compelling. We all love food, Lord knows. Mm-hmm. And his Chris is, I'm forgetting his last
Chris
name.
Chris Kimball.
Thank you, Kimball. Chris Kimball has just a really wonderful kind of scientific approach to what makes food good. and helps people to figure out often really simple things they can do to make that barbecue not get overcooked, or what exactly is the right way to make that vinaigrette, you know?
He's been a guest on this show once in a while, and Bill Martins, my producer, director, Chris Kimball, I think, is his idol, since he learned how to put vodka in pie crust to make it a flakier pie crust from Chris Kimball.
Did you know that? I didn't know that one.
So you'll learn all sorts of great things from America.
Alcohol cooks out, right?
It does, it does. America's Test Kitchen, so that's going to be added to the weekend.
Yep.
I know that On Your Money, yay, with Kevin McKinley will be added to the weekend.
Well, as you know, it's wildly popular, and it's sort of a little forward into the past, as they say, because On Your Money was a weekend program popular in that form. It actually started in our Eau Claire region. It became statewide. There were some changes. It went away for a while. Then it came back here on the Joy Cardine Show. And so we'll have it on the weekend as well as the live. So it'll be a repeat on the weekend. And so we're looking forward to that. And also, I'm excited to mention a program that's called the TED Radio Hour. And it's not about the long ago discount airline from United called TED. This is actually the from the wildly popular internet site called TED, Ideas Worth Sharing. And this is a radio show that Guy Raz, who had been on The Weekend, All Things Considered, has moved to this show, and he's hosting that, and we'll have that on the weekend as well.
Well, that's going to make one listener very happy, someone who contacted our audience services center. I was visiting a friend in Michigan a while ago, and I heard on the public radio station, I heard the TED Radio Hour. I love watching TED Talks on Netflix and the internet. Then on a previous Mondays with Mike, there were questions about show lineups and an NPR show being canceled. Any room for a TED Radio Hour? Well, not in place of Talk of the Nation, but on the weekend. That's great.
Yeah, that's right.
We are talking with Mike Crane. He is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are sharing with you some programming news, new shows that you will be hearing on Wisconsin Public Radio in the weeks to come. And we are welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon, according to John Munson's guest, after 3 o'clock on At Issue, the politics of austerity almost always leads to low growth, along with increases in wealth and income inequality. So he'll be talking with his guest about austerity coming up after 3 o'clock during At Issue. And tomorrow at this time, financial planner Kevin McKinley will be back for another edition of On Your Money. He'll have answers to your personal finance questions coming up tomorrow during On Your Money at this time. Right now, Mike Crane is with us. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he joins us once a month, usually the first Monday of each month, to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. And we are talking about some of the exciting programming news that is underway here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have some callers, Mike, so let's go to Steve in Milwaukee. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, folks.
Hi.
I'm calling in regards to the 5 o'clock BBC hour, and then I have some suggestions on your new programming schedule. The 5 o'clock BBC hour seems to be devoted to death, destruction, and dire straits every morning. It's a heck of a thing to wake up to. A few months ago, though, it had the most wonderful programming in which it talked about science, technology, entrepreneurship, and medicine. And I always look forward to waking up in the morning to that. And I'm wondering what happened to that programming.
That's actually the first that I've heard of that change. Now, sometimes the BBC juggles things, and because for us it's an overnight program that we get kind of as a block, we might not have picked up on that. So did you notice like a show name change? Did they?
Yes. They talk about, as I say, you know, the 3 Ds. And then in the second half of the show, when they had these science and technology, et cetera, programming, they have now, if World Have Your Say, in which they pick one of the dire straits or destruction or death and talk about it for half an hour with people coming in on the email and things like that.
Yeah. But anyway, you like this this change that you this programming change at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Did
you're
not
talking
like.
About.
This is it was generally the science end of it was at 5:30 from 5:30 to about 10 to 6 or so. But yeah. It was fascinating. It was about just wonderful things going on worldwide as far as those four topics. So I'm wondering if you might be able to look into that and see if we might get a programming change there.
We'll certainly take a look. Like I say, it wasn't something that I had caught yet, so thanks for the heads up.
Secondly, Mike, as far as what to do with Q?
Yes.
I wonder if you might tie that in with the other Canadian program as it happens and put them on maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night. It's a nice area time for a lighter fare because people are kind of unwinding for the night. And as it happens, is basically a storytelling kind of a program, and the Q is... on the most part, seems to be an entertainment-type program.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a nice duel for that time of night.
Yeah, that might be, and we've heard that stations that have Q on a little bit later in the evening have had really nice results with it, too. So that's a good tip. I know that's one of the discussions we've had, is maybe doing a kind of a Canadian pairing right there.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
For those suggestions and that feedback. Ellen in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Joy, and hi, Mike.
Hi.
I want to second the previous gentleman's idea about putting Q in the evening, in the later hours. I don't enjoy it, and for the same reasons that I am now very disappointed to hear about At Issue going away. Aren't I correct to think that the At Issue program, first with Ben Marins and now with John, has been just incredibly very, very people loved it.
Sure. And of course, our hope is that people will love the as yet to be named show. And our thinking is that we move forward with it and then keep tweaking it so that we make sure whatever we do is really loved. I think that one of our senses is that there's an opportunity for us to play with the Ideas Network format a bit. And Ellen, sort of an interesting thing, Joy will remember this, we were in a meeting together in which we mentioned what we were interested in doing with this new afternoon show, someone on our staff did. And Joy immediately said, well, that sounds a little like Clark Cardine and Company, which was the earliest version of the Ideas Network morning show. And yes, circumstances are very different, but some of the sort of basic concepts are similar. So thanks for the comment about At Issue. I know that Ben certainly would be gratified to hear that, and John as well.
Yeah, and the idea of the shorter segments, Mike, some people back then when Clark Cardine and Company started were used to the hour-longs, and they did say, well, I like the more in-depth treatment. But the point is that people are coming and going, and they the way people listen to radio, most people, is not that they stick with a show for the entire hour. Isn't that part of the thought of appealing to people who are coming and going throughout
the
hour?
Yeah, and that seems to be especially true in the afternoon. In fact, this is probably the strangest thing in my mind because of what I thought of drive time as starts at 5 o'clock, maybe 4:30. But drive time in terms of radio starts at about 2:30. And the reason for that, I think, is that's about when kids start to get out of school.
Yeah.
And if you think about your own driving experiences, that is when the roads seem to start heating up again after there's a lull after lunch, and then people are getting busy. Maybe you've completed that project and you put it to the courier, and the courier truck is taking it to the next place, that sort of thing. And so that's our sense of what we want to do there.
Yeah, and there'll still be some segments that are half hour in length from
right.
time to time.
And so call-ins is a part of it
right,
as well.
Right.
And, yeah.
So it's and it's something that we have some special segments on this show as well with some shorter segments. But Ellen, you were also calling about Talk of the Nation?
Yes. I'm very sorry to see that go.
Yeah.
But I know that's a national decision.
It was, and you know, the a shocker to all of us. I can't say anyone here at least expected it. So we adjust. And you know, one of the things we've talked about is that with this set of changes, it will be the biggest set of changes that the Ideas Network has seen since about the beginning. And the one thing I will assure everybody is it will still be the Ideas Network, still informed by the same sensibilities and the caring for your involvement. And, you know, we'll ride it out together until we get it right with the new schedules. But we really value the input, like that we mentioned earlier, the pilots that we're going to be doing for the new afternoon show. Really want people to make sure to give us feedback. And those are going to be the next three Fridays from 3 to 5.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellen, very much.
Thanks, Ellen,
for the call. Well, let's go next to Stella in Sturgeon Bay. Hello, Stella.
Hi. I want to really put in a plea for continuing the at issue. The job that John Munson has been doing has just been outstanding. And we have 4 hours of a news magazine with All Things Considered right now, and what your description of what you're planning sounds like it's just more news magazine.
Well, I hope not. But
the in-depth consideration of these really vitally important issues has been marvelous. And a second thing, excuse me, is you said that Kevin McKinley with On Your Money is going to be on 3 times a week now. In the morning, live with Joy, and then repeat in the evening that hour of Joy's program the same day, and then on the weekend again. I personally, I don't think we need 3 repeats of that hour.
Now, is that an hour that you do or don't like, Stella?
I find it very often to be a bit cloying.
Okay.
But it's. You know, it's the same. It's the same information 3 times in the week and 2 in 1 day. So, if you would consider having him on an hour of Joy's that does not repeat in the evening.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you very much, Stella.
Yeah.
I guess it's I look at it as another opportunity for other people to hear the program that wouldn't necessarily hear it during the week to have it on the weekends.
Well, and you know, it's funny, there's from a statistical standpoint, that is true, that the vast majority of people that hear a replay of any show are different. But if you're, and I bet, Stella, you're one of these folks that you just listen to the Ideas Network a lot. And if you're one of those, then you wonder about any repeats. And
and
that is I would call it a dance that we feel, you know. As we've been looking at this new schedule, we've wondered to each other, should we repeat anything? Then we'll hear from people who say, oh, you know, the only time I ever get to hear Kathleen Dunn is on that repeat in the evening or something like that. So always a challenge to figure that out. Well, thanks for your comment, Stella. And like I say, I know John will be very gratified to hear your thoughts about his work on At Issue. We are very proud of it.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he is here to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you have a question or some feedback about what you hear or what you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Some issue that has nothing to do with programming. Maybe you have a question about stations or transmission or operations or websites. Mike can handle it all. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's talk a little bit about some special programming coming up. Mike, I know that some of our talk shows are going on the road, including, let's see here, I'm sorry, I can't find it. Larry Mueller is going to go on the road, and Simply Folk is going on the road.
Yeah. you know, I have to pull my own notes out, so I'm going to let you mention that, and then I can amplify.
Oh, yeah, that's we have.
Because you get the times there.
Yeah, the there is going to be Simply Folk is going to be at Old World, Wisconsin from 10 to 5 on Saturday. I guess it's Simply Folk will be at Old World, Wisconsin. Stephanie will be there, and
right.
The Simply Folk is recording music at Old World, Wisconsin, so that's on June 29th.
That's right, and some of that will end up, we think, on the radio at a point later. And actually, it's something that I always wonder about, and maybe people would like to comment on it, which is that we think here in the radio that it's a great idea to do appearances at various venues, you know, in this case, Stephanie, or I know that, you know, we have a later in the summer, we have an opportunity to go see What Do You Know at the Big Top in the Big Top Chautauqua up in Bayfield, and or over in Bayfield if you're listening in Superior right now. And those kind of things, they're really exciting for us to do. You know, Larry at Bayfield and Bloom. And
Larry, and so, by the way, is going to be at broadcasting live from the Midwest Energy Fair on Friday, June 21st. That's another
right.
Another one of the shows being on the road. That's in Amherst.
So I am curious, is that something we should do, or should we just worry about being on the radio? What do you think?
Yeah, well, what do you think? Do you want these Wisconsin Public Radio shows to be on the road so you can attend in different communities, or is it is that maybe something you don't do? Do you like to just listen on the radio anyway, that it's rare for you to go out to an event like that? Let us know, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Another special program that's coming up, this is a show that we carry on the air, but it is the Moth Story Slam. What is a Moth Story Slam,
Mike? This is fun. And actually, there are live story slams once a month at the Miramar in Milwaukee that you can go to. And just check out the Miramar schedule for that if you think you might like to check it out. Here's what a story slam is. It's sort of an audition for the big stage version of the Moth, but in the form of just this great opportunity to get together and tell stories. So people put their names in a basket or a hat, and they commit, if chosen out of that that basket, to telling a 5-minute story live on the stage, basically impromptu, although of course people kind of prepare the story they'd like to tell. And each month there's a theme. So if the theme, like this month, might very logically be fathers, then people tell amazing stories about their father. And then sometimes those people that have told that story are selected to do the Moth main stage, which takes place sometimes in other cities, but mostly in New York City at the Moth's original home. And those are 10-minute stories, and they get some coaching to make sure they're still telling the truth, because they're true stories. But some coaching as to how to tell the story in a live venue. And some of those end up on the Moth Radio Hour, which is heard on Friday evenings here.
So again, the Moth Story Slam will be on Thursday, June 6th at the Miramar Theater in Milwaukee. And I think you can find more information at WPR.org. Paul in Pewaukee emails, has Wisconsin Public Radio considered merging operations with Milwaukee Public Radio to provide more diverse content across two stations in the Milwaukee area? I never understood why there was a need for two separate and unrelated yet similar public radio stations in the same listening area. What about that, Mike?
Yeah, I would say that we haven't considered a merger, although we're good friends and we talk about collaborating periodically, and we've done a little bit of that. And I think probably there's opportunity, especially in the area of news, for us to do more together. And I've talked with Dave Edwards, the station manager there, about such ideas many times. And we love Milwaukee Public Radio, and I know many people listening right now in the Milwaukee area support them as well. That's okay, because they are your NPR news station, just like we're your NPR talk station. And I think that one of the comments, he didn't read the whole note there at all. He also mentioned, I think he'd like to have classical music as part of that diversity. And In other parts of the state, like in Madison and Wausau and Green Bay and so on, there are two stations that are Wisconsin public radio stations. But that's not true everywhere. There are parts of the state, Rhineland or Eagle River, for instance, there is a non-WPR station, another one that we're good friends with, WXPR. And then there's a new Ideas Network station that is WHSF in that area. And so in that area, there's just one Wisconsin public radio station. And I think that certainly the idea of working together makes sense, but I'll point out that in Milwaukee, there actually are even more public radio stations that aren't Wisconsin public radio. There's WMSE from the School of Engineering, and there's Milwaukee or Radio Milwaukee, WYMS, and they are yet another public station. And in short, what happened over the course of many years is that public radio and public television stations, for that matter, have arisen for all kinds of reasons. So in some cases, a school would like to have a public radio station. You may not know this, Joy, but the original WHAD, going way back to the 1920s, was licensed to Marquette.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
no.
And then I guess they weren't quite so sure what they wanted to do with it, and there's probably an interesting history there that we could get into some other time, but they let it go. And then in the 1940s and early 50s, when the state radio network was being put together by what's now called the ECB, the Educational Communications Board, they picked those call signs back, WHAD, and so now it's a public station that is attached to a state agency. And then there are also community groups that sometimes put together public radio. An example is that in Madison we have WORT, and in Viroqua there's WDRT, and they have a definite kinship there. And all around the state, there are stations. I won't remember to mention them all, but WOJB in Hayward is the NPR station in that area, and that's attached in some way to the Lacouture people in that area. And just all kinds of ways that public radio has arisen. And we do look for ways to cooperate, but mergers are big things. They would mean tremendous institutional change, and they can be wrenching. And the example that longtime listeners might remember is that WLSU and WHLA became part of the WPR family a number of years ago. But it was fraught with difficulty at first as the institutions tried to figure each other out.
Yeah. And again, the two stations, WHAD and WUWM, are not identical. I mean,
no.
It's NPR News is on WUWM, while this talk show, for example, is on WHAD right now. Whatever happened to the classical music that was on the station that was operated by the school board in Milwaukee?
They changed format entirely. They've now got the Radio Milwaukee format, which is mainly music, although they do some really great sort of community features covering neighborhoods and things like that. But their focus really is music on that station now. The other thing I would suggest to Paul is that he might want to consider picking up an HD radio, because we have a 24/7 classical music channel that is on WHAD HD2. And so he'd have even more diversity just coming right in his radio, no merger required, so to speak. I think one thing that'll be interesting is with the departure of Talk of the Nation on our channel, WUWM actually has a show that some stations will be picking up, and that WUWM already has, which is called Here and Now from NPR. And that's, as I understand it, that's going to expand. So that's going to be a little bit different sound for WUWM.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the June edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike joins us usually on the first Monday of every month to answer your WPR-related questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Kathleen Dunn and her guest will talk about the week's top news, from the fight over student loan rates to women in the workplace to the continuing impact of sequestration. That's all things political coming up with Kathleen Dunn and her guest after 9 o'clock. And by the way, Kathleen will be talking with former Republican U.S. Senator Olympia Snowe this coming Wednesday during her 10 o'clock hour. Snowe's new book is called Fighting for Common Ground. She is a moderate Republican from Maine who left Congress due to what she called extreme partisanship. So that's Olympia Snowe with Kathleen Dunn coming up on Wednesday between 10 and 11. So looking forward to that. Let's take another call now. Fred in Adams County is with us. Hello, Fred.
Good morning on this beautiful day in Adams County. It's gorgeous. I got tufted titmice birds around, and I've got hummingbirds, and I take care of them. But what I want to call you up about is you got a terminal in Adams Friendship, and I live about 16 miles north of there, and I get blown out by these Christian stations or other ones, relevant radio. They overwhelm public radio. And you were new in Adams County not too long ago. Number one. Number two, I like to listen to, as it were, I work shift work all my life. I work a lot, 11 to 7, so I wake up in the middle of the night. BBC, I get a lot of information out of there that I can't get anywhere else. So I carry on with that, and that's my comment. Now let's go with that.
Thank you, Fred. Enjoy those birds. We're having some interference with that Adams station.
That's the first I've heard of it, but there's a couple of possibilities. Sometimes a new station gets authorized to go on the air, and that does cause that. Sometimes a station that's already there increases power, or there's a problem. Like we've had tremendously high winds lately, and sometimes that'll knock an antenna to a different side of a tower. Not entirely a different side, but it will move the antenna, and that can cause new interference. Or the other thing, and Fred, I don't know if you're still with us, but sometimes if you're actually just near a tower that has that station on it, that overwhelming thing can happen. I remember I've experienced things where when you're really close to a certain tower, you might get that one station three or four or five times on your FM dial because it's just so strong when you're that close. One way of people possibly addressing it is to go with an external antenna. Like you can attach it to one of those antennas that you put up on the roof, or sometimes even that little kind of T-shaped antenna that you can put in attaching to some radios can make a difference there. Sorry about that, Fred. We'll see if we get any more reports about that, because we'd certainly want to address
one thing. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Okay. There's a bluff between me and myself and the tower. Okay, that could be in a few. Number two, though, when I can't get you folks, I listen to La Crosse, I listen to Wausau. You come in good there, and I'll tell you, I think that public radio saves my life. I don't know if I could live without it. I haven't contributed. I've been a contributor for 40 years, but I haven't the last couple of years. I'm going to get back in. I want to leave you in my will if I got anything. But anyway, God bless you guys. Carry on. Keep British Broadcasting. And I got a passport. I've been to Canada many times. I love to hear what Canadians got to think about us.
Thank you so much, Fred. You're
so
kind.
Yes, thanks, Fred. I'm glad you're finding the other stations in that area. And that's right. There are areas where there are signal overlaps where you can try another spot on the dial, and that makes a difference.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Jason in Madison is with us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi there. I'm actually curious as to whether, with all of the new programming on there, anyone's put any consideration into production of shows that deal with the kind of topic Jean Ferraca had on her show.
What kind of topics?
It drove me crazy. Well, the broad range of diverse topics that she covered were just always fascinating, and I'd be happy to hear something like that again.
I would say that knowing that Veronica Rickert in particular is involved with the new afternoon show, you should find some of that, because she has also, like Jean Ferraca does, wide-ranging interests. And if you heard Veronica on her Friday show, she now will have a bigger venue. And also on Fridays, We have 45 North with Ann Strainchamps, and she's covered some of those sorts of topics, a big interest in the arts and thinking and culture and society and so on. So I think you'll find, Jason, that there are elements of that in both that program and in the new show.
Thanks very much, Jason, for the call. We'll go now to Jim in Milwaukee. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Joy and Mike. A couple of quick things, questions. One is Gian Gameshi and Q. I'm so glad you picked up that show. He's brilliant. And I'm disappointed to hear that he's going to be moving to the evening because I won't be able to listen to him in the evening. But the second thing I'd like you to address is a couple of months ago I called in. I don't know if you were on the show, on that show, Mike, but I mentioned an idea for a new show, a monthly show where senior high school students are interviewed about their view on the world and what their plans are, and I dubbed it senioritis. that once a month show to hear from really a demographic that I'd almost say is never heard of from or about on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a demographic that I think would really encourage all age groups, and especially some more mature people that want to hear a young perspective. They want to hear what 18-year-olds are thinking about their future. They want to hear how they view the world, what their plans are, aspirations. I just think it would be a wonderful, kind of Radio Milwaukee type approach of what's a young person thinking, and how they're experts at being 18, and we just don't hear that expertise.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I think also, Jim, by definition, if we would do something like that right, it would be a very diverse set of voices because our country is becoming more diverse, and particularly in the younger age groups, there's the diversity just. Demographically, it's a steamroller. I don't know whether we would develop a monthly program because, believe me, right now we're just overwhelmed with developing everything that we're developing. But I think it's a really good segment idea, and we certainly will share that with the gang because producing 3 hours a day in the afternoon, in particular, they need a lot of good topics. So thanks.
Thank you, Jim. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Crane during this June edition of Mondays with Mike, when Mike is here to answer your questions and to respond to your feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Here's a listener log comment. We listen to Wisconsin Public Radio quite a bit, especially while driving, but there are a number of things that make us disgusted with the operation. Please take these as constructive criticism. Too many commercials that are out of place. Too much begging for money, especially during pledge drives. Well,
that one's a hard one. Yeah. I don't think I can solve that other than we certainly do, just to interject here, we believe in the shortest possible pledge drives. They remain just the perfect method, if there is one, for reaching new members. But we want to keep them as short as possible because it makes us all uncomfortable here, too, having to kind of sing for our salary, if you will, other than the fact that we're really proud of what we do and glad that people, as their comments show during those drives, really love Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, this listener goes on to say, just let your good work do the talking, and don't worry about appeasing the biased nuts when it comes to balancing conservative and liberal views. Otherwise, we wish you well. Keep up the good work.
Well, that's great. I love that it's meant, as they said, constructively and supportively. So thank you.
Yeah. Let me... It's our mission to provide a variety of perspectives, balanced views, not just one point of view.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to remember, and I'm a Libra, so I think about this all the time. People that I don't know if I believe in the stuff about that, but the idea of the scales, right? Mm-hmm. Libra is the scales, and I remember reading many years ago. I think it was in that Sun Signs book that it doesn't mean that you're always balanced. It means that you're always weighing things.
Right.
And so in that sense, yes, that I think the daily conversation of the Ideas Network and to some extent also the coverage on our News and Classical Network is meant to give you an opportunity as a listener to do that weighing, to decide for yourself what you think. And so You know, our guests from all stripes of politics will tell us repeatedly they love being on Wisconsin Public Radio because they feel as if they get a real hearing. They feel as if they have the opportunity, without it being a shouting match, to explain what they're thinking about. And some of that is because we have great hosts like you, Joy, but some of it is also because our listeners are so consistently kind and engaged and interested, and that makes a huge difference.
Mike, last Monday at this time, I talked about this really wonderful project that Wisconsin Public Radio is spearheading to try to locate a photograph for every Vietnam veteran listed on the memorial wall in Washington, D.C. And I know there was a meeting in Milwaukee, a workshop in Milwaukee this past week.
Yeah, that we've actually now had three, Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee. And this is a remarkable story. There actually was a government record center that burned. And so just tons and tons of records of veterans were lost. And so it's hard to find the photograph for a lot of veterans, and many of the missing photographs are from the Milwaukee area, so we were really excited to have a meeting there. And the idea is that citizens can join in with all of your public broadcasters. So in Milwaukee, it's WWM and Milwaukee Public Television and WPR, and Wisconsin Public Television joins us in the rest of the state to do this, that we can all work together to find those 600 or so photographs. And we had just remarkable stories from some veterans, Charlie Lieb in Green Bay, Dave Kies in Madison, Doug Bradley in Milwaukee, talked about their experiences in Vietnam. And even at one of the meetings, we found a picture. It's going to be pretty hard to find the rest of them because the first half were found by a former teacher, Bryce Kelly, who was at a couple of those meetings, working with his students as a way of making the Vietnam War period come alive for them. And the number comes from the number of Wisconsin people that are listed on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. That's 1,244 that are listed there. And we hope we can find them all and
help us
to do that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think
more soon.
Yeah, and there's more information on WPR.org, too. Here's a Facebook comment from Arthur. Any chance of including a WPR mobile app for BlackBerry devices? I know that we've gotten a lot of praise for the other apps we have. I guess you need a different one for BlackBerries?
Yeah, and this is the challenge of the whole app world, if you will. So the way I think of an app, because I know about computers but not a ton, is an app is like a separate little program that you can put on your, in our case, the Android or the iPhone, iPad family. We don't have a BlackBerry one yet. There hasn't been a lot of demand for it, so that's one of the issues. But what you can do on your BlackBerry for sure is you can do the mobile web. And in fact, what we're finding is more people use that than use the apps. We just had a talk from NPR about that. So it's just WPR.org. And soon we're going to have a new website and it will look much better on your Android and BlackBerry and all the rest in your browser. You won't even need the app to use that.
Well, I can't wait. That'll be great. Well, we just have a minute to go. So I suppose we'll just kind of wrap things up. We will have a bunch of program changes starting on July 1st, and that'll be the next time you're here for Mondays with Mike.
That's right, and don't forget that pilot that we're going to do this Friday and the next two Fridays. I'll want to hear what you think when we're here again next July 1st.
Right, and you don't even have to wait until the July edition of Mondays with Mike to share any feedback or ask a question. You can send us an email from our website at WPR.org. You can post on the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page. You can call 1-800-747-7444 and talk to somebody in audience services. You can also send us a note to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Thanks to Bill Martins, Christy Taylor, Robin Cherry, and Justin Williams. They produced this program. Thanks to Mike Crane. He will be back on Monday, July 1st. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.